chapter 2, begin reading in verse 1. If there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if there any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels of mercies, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. That last verse, verse 5, is our text verse this evening. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, dear Lord, please bless this service this evening. Please help me as I preach. Lord, please help to be a help to the folks, an encouragement to them to keep going for you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. This evening, I want to speak on the subject of positive through testing. Positive through testing. The idea of being positive. I thought about putting testing positive, you know, kind of going with the COVID, but I don't know. Maybe it's too soon. I don't know. But the being positive through testing. As we know, I think I mentioned last week or the week before, and I keep, you know, mentioning different things as far as 2020. And kind of maybe encouraging or, you know, pointing out, you know, struggling here, struggling there. And I think it was a week or two ago that I mentioned, I think I bring it up because I'm trying to encourage myself. You know, it's because I told someone recently that I'm not on the verge of, you know, I'm not on the edge, you know, and I'm not quitting, I'm not giving up, I'm not, you know, ready to just throw in the towel. There's no doubt this is wearing on me, you know, different things that we're putting up with and the COVIDs and, you know, just everything that goes with that and the election and everything that goes with that. It continues to go with that. And just different things. And I think we all have to say that, you know, staying positive isn't, you know, it seems like we all have our ups and downs. It seems like America's kind of in a collective, you know, down slope. And hopefully we'll be coming back to the other side. And almost made some remark about who's going to be president and said, I don't know how fast we're going to come back out of that. But anyhow, well, at least within 4 years or so, we'll be coming back up the other side. And but staying positive, it's not always easy. There are times when it's easier, there's no doubt. And then there are times where you think, you know, it's really hard to be positive. But there are some things that we can do as Christians to help us to stay positive. And you know, I'm not. Basically, we're talking about the things we can do as far as spiritual wise, not, you know, meditate or do any of that stuff. But the idea of things we can do to stay positive. And I think we all agree as Christians that we have a lot to be thankful for. Yeah, we preached about that this morning, and that's true. But we need to focus on those things. But there are some things we can do to help stay positive now and in the future. This is something that would be good for now and later, you know. And first, we see that we need to think positive thoughts. Philippians 4:8 says, whatsoever things are of good report, think on these things. Think positive thoughts. You know, I'm not talking, oh, you know, I'm a good guy. Which is all true. Yeah, but the thing is, not try to, you know, psych yourself up. I'm talking, you know, there are things we can do as far as in our spiritual lives to keep us going. To stay positive. We need to think on the positive thoughts. And ourselves to think on those good things. You know, maybe you're an exception, but thinking on those positive things, it doesn't really come natural. It's something you have to work at. I know there were times I think it was last year, we had the list of things that we're thankful for. You know, that's a good thing. And I think I mentioned not too long ago that I still have that in my prayer journal. And that, how's it, you know, being Thanksgiving this week, that's always a good kind of a reminder to think about that, those things. We should be thankful all the time, but it seems like, especially during this time, it's always nice to think about things we're thankful for. You know, we can keep that optimistic outlook by memorizing scripture, by making, like I said, that thankful list. And Sam and I were out hunting with my nephew, and we were taking time. Sam mentioned he goes out and he's praying when he's out hunting, and I was thinking about different things and things I was thankful for. And I was thinking of younger couples that are, you know, like Sam and Deanna, and they're expecting. And I found out, well, I was down there, my nephew and his wife, they're expecting their third child. And I start thinking about that, and then I started praying for them. And I was thankful for good Christian parents, that, you know, raising their children in church. And then I was reminded of, you're out there, you're just thinking, sometimes, and then, you know, your thoughts go to, it's like, how did I get to here, you know, but it wasn't too big of a stretch. I was reminded that it was this week last year that Kaylin got saved, and I started getting excited about that. And then I would think about it, and I guess I was out in the woods, so it's a good thing I'm not one of those guys that get excited and start shouting, because that would have been counterproductive. But, you know, I'd start thinking about it, start crying a little bit. And I thought, man, my eyes are going to be all, and I'd rub them with my gloves, and you know, I felt like, man, I'm irritating my eyes. And then it's like, well, who cares, you know. But I was thinking about that and excited about one of the children getting saved. I used to, what did we say? I was at my great niece. I guess that's what it is. And I'm definitely her great uncle. And but the idea that the thing, the fact that she got saved last year. And in fact, I looked it up on my phone. It's like, I think I have this on my, where they sent a video that she said she got. Now I found it sitting in the woods. I found it, and I didn't play it for a couple reasons. One, the noise. It's like, no, I know this would be crying. But the thing is, I couldn't help but. But the thing is, I was writing on my notes, it's like, being out there, and I wasn't watching the news, I wasn't looking up the news, I was just thinking, praying for people I cared about, and thinking about someone getting saved. And you know what, I wasn't getting stressed out then. I was excited. But we need to think of the positive thoughts. And like I said, it takes some work, but we can do it, and we need to do it. Not only that, we need to hear positive sounds. Not only think positive thoughts, hear positive sounds. Isaiah 22:14, and it was revealed in my ears by the Lord. You know, the different, the many things that people hear. Maybe we hear at work. You know, the filth and the things that that you shouldn't be listening to, or things, you know, and you don't want to listen to. Maybe it's you're in a job where, you know what, you work with a bunch of people, and you don't, you know, you're not the guy in charge of the radio. You know, that's Sam. He's not in charge of the radio. He tries. But two-man crew, and he's the low guy. But the thing is, but there's some things that you end up hearing that, you know, you don't even want to hear. Mm-hmm. But then there's some things we hear that, you know what, we do have control over. And we need to listen to the things that are good. And listen to things from God's Word. And I don't know about you, since the election, I have actively stayed away from the news. And I used to have the Fox app. I got rid of that. And you know what? They can go off the air as far as I'm concerned. See, I'm going off. And the thing is, I'm more careful now than I was with the news. Like I'll check a little bit, you know, just that. I figure if Trump ends up becoming president, we'll know because of, you know, there'll be a mob, you know, in Michigan City or, you know, in every city, or you know, but the different thing. I kind of keep an eye on what's going on. But not like I used to. And the thing is, we need to hear positive sounds. It seemed like with the 24-hour, what is it, 24-hour news cycle, what they call it. I don't know, I've watched enough of it to realize it's like, it might go on for 24 hours, but it's only about 30 minutes of news. It's like, wait a minute. When you know what they're going to say before they say it, I'm turned off now. But hear positive sounds. We were, like I said, we were down with my nephew and my great niece. I think she's second grade. And Brother Sean, she walked up to me, you know, she goes, "Here, I want to tell you my verses." I'm like, it was, I forget the chat, but it was like verses 33 through 41. Okay, she told me, I was like, nicely done. She goes, "Well, now, you know, I want to start at the beginning." Okay. She wanted to start at verse 1. She went through 1 through 41. She'd been learning it all semester at school, passages at a time. And she got a couple, two or three helpsies, but she said it. And her mom goes, "Yeah, she puts us to shame." It's all a shame. It's like, I'm gonna go in my room now and start studying, you know. But you know, hearing that little girl quote 41 verses, you know what? That was positive. That was exciting. That was encouraging. And the fact that we need to hear those positive sounds. And yes, there are some things that we hear that we might not have control over. But the thing is, there are some things that we can't have control over, and we need to guard ourselves. And like I said, I'm not saying be oblivious to what's going on in our country and around the world, but we don't have to sit there and listen to it all day. You know, even if it's Ben Shapiro, we don't need to listen. You know, and besides. He makes your head spin anyway because he talks so fast. But the thing is, we need to be careful what we listen to. Hear positive sounds. Then we need to see positive sights. See positive sights. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Hebrews 12:2. You know, there are those that look for the bad in people. They look for the bad in circumstances. And they're going to find the false. They're going to find the negative. What is it there? The cup is always half empty. Yeah. But we need, as Christians, we need to look for the good. We need to look to Jesus. You know, when it comes to the negative, that's easy to find. You start looking at something, you know, a situation or whatever, and finding that negative, you know what, that comes pretty natural to us. Finding that positive, you know what, it doesn't come natural, but you know what, if we decide we're going to look for the positive, you know what, it's not all that hard. We just got to decide, hey, that's what I'm going to do. We need to see positive. positive sides? Do we look for the positive in people? We need to be looking on that, on the positive. You know, there are parents that, always see the worst in their kids. I might have told this story once before. I remember when Sam was going into, I think it was first grade. And they passed out, which I always hate this. You go to the, the week before school starts, and you find out, here's their class. And then the teacher says, here, fill this out, it's a couple feet. Here, fill this out. It's like, I'm not your student, and then we had to read the handbook every year. And the thing is, there was one where it says, write down some positive characteristics. And you know what? When he was little, and I wanted him to turn out right. And you know what? I can tell you, Sam, he's pretty good, but you know what? He needs a little work here. And he we're still working on him. And basically, I knew where his weaknesses were, where he needed some help. But it was like a list some positive things about him, positive character traits. And you know what? It was I was convicted because it was like I had to think for a few minutes. You know what I'm saying? And I loved him. I still do, and I wanted what was best for him, but his dad was like, well, you know what, he's pretty good here, but I need, he needs work here, and we need to, bring him in over here, and it was coming up with something positive took just a minute, and I thought, well, you know what, that's not right, and we need to see the positive, too. We need to be. We need to hear the positive sounds. We need to see the positive sights. We need to speak positive words. We need to speak positive words. Talk ye of all his wondrous works in Psalms 105:2. Most people they want to talk about bad things. Something bad happened to somebody. Some bad event or whatever it may be. I said before, when it's bad news, you look for somebody to tell it to. It's like, why to tell? Surely that's true. But if it's good news, somebody did, is that really how it was? I'm going to have to look into that a little bit. But if it's something bad about them, about somebody, Facebook or the FB, catching on. And it's like, oh, did you hear that? But the thing is, we need to speak positive words. Your words will leave a lasting impression on people, especially children. If you think about it, if you think back when you were a kid, way back, you probably can think of somebody that said something to you that encouraged you. I told you about when Brother Vogel was here, and how Brother Wurtsey was my junior high youth pastor, and how he encouraged me. But I can tell you other instances where somebody flew off the handle. And maybe I remember going to a camp in Florida. So I was 13 when we moved up here. So it was before that. And I went to a camp, and I don't know. I can probably tell you if I said the name, he was kind of big in camp stuff. It was Friday night, and it was one of those deals. Everybody's excited, everybody's juiced up. It's like, go to camp, go back to your cabins, go to bed. Well, there were some of the others.
our cabin was full, so, you know, we kind of had like a, all the way around the wall, a row down the middle. I was on the far side, and there were some guys playing around, talking. Well, this camp director, he'd had enough, you know, he had enough, and the camp, one of the counselors, it was getting late. Everything was dark. And he sent one, and this camp director, he was walking up and down in between the cabin. He sent, and the counselor sent this one kid out. And as soon as he got out, he come running back in, because this director was right behind him. And he came in, and he was screaming. You know, screaming, hollering, grabbing the, you know, those metal bunks on the concrete. And he's shaking them and yelling and screaming. I wasn't really scared. I was, you know, I was out of the line of fire. But here's the thing. I remember who he was. And you know what? Did he do anything good that month, that week? I mean, he was the director. He wasn't the one preaching. Sure, I mean, I think it was a fine camp. Well, you know what I remember?
Yeah.
I remember that. You know, we think, well, you know what, they just got on my last nerve, and I cut loose. Well, you know what, that might be what they remember. And probably will be what they remember. The thing is, we need to speak positive words. And there are people you're gonna that look up to you, that are watching you, that, you know what, if you speak positive words, they're gonna remember that. But if you say, you know, well, I just got in the flesh and I you know what, they had it coming and I just cut loose, you know what, they'll remember that too. They'll remember long after you've forgotten it. Speak positive words and perform positive deeds. And whatsoever you do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men. Colossians 3:23. You know, many deeds are negative. The deeds of many are negative. They're focused on themselves. They're dishonest or displeasing to God. But we need to perform positive deeds. We need to be lifting up those that are down. We need to witness for Christ, telling folks about Him, performing those positive deeds. You know, do we try to be an encouragement, or do we just sit back and want? Do we just want encouragement? I think we all enjoy being encouraged. But how important is it to you or to me to be an encouragement?
That's good.
You know, I think, I encourage. You know, I try to encourage people. Who's going to encourage me? Well, one, if you brighten someone today, you know what? That encourages you too.
Yeah.
If you're not just completely absorbed with self, and if you are, you're not going to be trying to help anyone else anyway. But brightening making somebody's day, that'll encourage you too. So who's going to encourage me? Well, you can encourage yourself by being an encouragement to others. You know, we need to look for ways to be an encouragement. As I said, you know, everybody seems to be going through some rough times now. We need to be looking for ways to encourage folks. You know what? A lot of times it doesn't cost any money. It doesn't cost even that much time. But we need to look for ways to encourage folks. Alice and I were talking. She goes, when I talk to people at the counter, she goes, and they'll say thanks. And she goes, you know, I usually say no problem, but I'm trying to change that. But she said, I try to say my pleasure. She goes, I'm trying to make it more personal. It's like, well, okay, that's cool. All right, and I said, well, you, when she said, my pleasure. I said, what do you trying to get a job at Chick-fil-A? And she said, no, I just wanted to try to be more personal. And it's like, well, okay. You know, be a little bit more personal. You know, that changing that, really, it's not that hard. It doesn't take any more time. But you know what? Who doesn't enjoy having, somebody check you out, ring you out at the register that has a good attitude, a pleasant attitude. You know, and it really takes a little bit more effort when your face is covered because they can't see a smile. But the thing is that positive deeds, we need to perform positive deeds, and then we need to attend positive places. We need to attend positive places. I was glad when they said, let's go into the house of the Lord. You know, we need to be faithful to church. You know, we as Christians, we heard our testimonies, we heard our influence when we go to the wrong places in search of entertainment. You know, the thing is, I know it's 2020, but you know what? Christians have no place in a bar. You know, don't say too much about that anymore. You know, they start, talk about, we don't really need to be going to the movies either. You could walk into one that has 5-6 different movies. Well, people watching don't know which one you're going to. And I have plenty, with the customers, Sam and I deal with, I say, oh, have you seen, if it's a decent movie, they know we're Christian. They say, oh, have you seen this one? It's a good one. You would like this one. He said, I had one customer that said, have you, Mr. Rogers, have you seen Mr. Rogers? No, I didn't see that movie. Oh, you need to go see Mr. Rogers. She goes, you remind me of him. And I thought, changing my shoes, And then it was quite a compliment when what she got from the movie about Mr. Rogers and caring for people and stuff. Like, so she paid me a compliment. It just sounded funny when she said it. And I told Sam, don't be going around telling her. but the thing is, there are some that are okay. But you know what? We as Christians, we don't need to be going to those places. Seems like, as I say, you know, the world gets worse, and we as Christians, we start, we just keep that distance, 6 feet, but we won't get any farther away, we'll just keep that distance. Heard of a fellow, he went to the bar, and he met a woman. I won't say he picked up a woman, that didn't sound right, but anyhow, he met someone. They started talking. Lo and behold, they went to the same church. Like, hey, what do you know? And it's like, well, you know what? Neither one of you should have been there. And ended up getting married, then they got divorced. It's like, you know, I can't believe that our relationship that started in a bar didn't work out. You know, let me guess, it's God's fault. You know, but the thing is, we need to not go to those wrong places to find entertainment. We need to attend positive places.
Amen.
You know, we need to go to church and get encouraged to do what's right.
Yeah.
Get the strength to stand. Keep pressing forward for Him.
Amen.
And not only that, it encourages your church family. I'm paraphrasing there. I heard a preacher say, if you won't come for yourself, come for somebody else. But the idea is like, when you showing up and you being there, it encourages those in church around you.
Amen.
And you know what? It surely does.
Amen.
You think, well, I don't know about that. Well, I'm telling you, it does. And you know, tell me that you haven't ever been in this situation. You went to church and you were going to talk, a friend or something, and they weren't there, and it was like, I'm not saying you cry, But it was like, it kind of like, oh, I thought I'd see them there. But you can get encouragement. You can get encouraged. You can be an encourager. We can be positive. But it's going to take some work. It's going to take some effort. But with God's help, we can do it. We need to perform those positive deeds, attend the positive places, speak those positive words, and think positive thoughts, hear positive sounds, and see the positive sights. If we do that, you know what? We can stay positive no matter what we're facing. Whether we're facing more of the same with the COVIDs or whatever it may be that we face here in the next few months, we can stay positive. Now you can get negative too. Just let yourself, just don't even try and you'll be negative. You know what? That'll come natural. But you know what? We as Christians, we should strive to be positive. Do we always hit the mark on being positive? No, not always. But the thing is, we can hit it a lot more times than we do if we work at it. Lord, please help us, Lord, to turn to you for the strength that we need to stay positive in a negative world. Lord, please help us, Lord. Help us not to just not try and end up being negative all the time. Help us to put the effort forth and with your help be positive Christians that you'd have us to be. In Jesus' name I pray. With your heads bowed and your eyes closed, if you please stand to your feet, the altar is open.